you know, for the longest time, we've been talking about these, for like years, the news of the Yahoo breaches, yet very little information was available. We were, you know, Yahoo was, as we have discussed, very late in disclosing that they knew of any trouble. They were dragging their heels only after they essentially were found to have had major breaches would they then say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Anyway, so what finally happened is that last week the FBI indicted four individuals, three Russians and one Canadian, with charges of hacking Yahoo, which their forensics demonstrate started back in 2014, so 3 years ago, which allowed them to obtain access to half a billion Yahoo accounts. According to the FBI's forensic investigations and subsequent allegations, Yahoo was a persistent target of the attacks that these four individuals launched. This began with spear phishing attacks, which induced targeted recipients to open malicious documents or click on links, taking them to spoofed phishing websites where, for example, in many cases, Google Gmail credentials could be requested and harvested. The attackers also targeted Yahoo's own employees using these same phishing attacks, social engineering attacks, essentially, eventually obtaining their account credentials and then leveraged that access. For example, maybe their Yahoo email credentials were reused for Yahoo network access. So they were able to basically spearfish Yahoo employees. And in instances where their email credentials were being reused, or maybe they spearfished them with like a fake, Yahoo employee portal logon, you know, because again, as we have been saying, ultimately people are social engineering, and people are going to end up being the weakest link, even if we make everything else work perfectly. So, in early 2014, they had achieved deeper access into Yahoo's corporate network. And like throughout 2014, they were doing this, and they got well in by September. They installed their own software into Yahoo's network to cover their traces and scrub server logs of their activities. A month later, they had obtained information about Yahoo's own, what they call the AMT, the account management tool, which Yahoo administrators use to manage and modify information about accounts, usernames, recovery email addresses, phone numbers, security questions and answers, and more. So essentially a database of this stuff. The Yahoo user database, known as UDB, the user database, a month later in November, they managed to acquire a backup copy of the entire Yahoo user database in November of 2014. That contained information for more than 500 million Yahoo accounts, which gave them access to the account of any user of whose password had not been changed since that backup snapshot had been made. Then, throughout the following 2 years, through 2015 and 2016, the attackers yet leveraged their access to this AMT, the account management tool, and the information contained in that stolen UDB database snapshot to target user accounts of interest. And in instances where people, for example, government officials had Yahoo accounts and then also government accounts, the crossover was leveraged in order, you know, again, using social information in order to compromise those users. Once they got into their Yahoo accounts, for example, if Yahoo was being used for account recovery on any other accounts, where it would be like, oh, I forgot my password, you know, send it to my Yahoo email account. Well, it would come into Yahoo email, and these guys who had access to those accounts would be able to get the account recovery information. So then, as if that wasn't enough, I mean, this was a deep penetration. They even figured out how to mint their own session cookies to bypass the need even for username and account credentials. Remember that, as we know, that's sort of the ultimate win is a session hijack. When a user's logging in, they authenticate their identity, and then the server provides them with a session cookie, which the browser continues to send back during the session, which is how you get that stateful login, how you stay logged in. Well, if you figure out how to create your own session cookies, you don't need the user's password. You simply give yourself a cookie to a logged in session for that user. They figured out how to do that. So that then gave them the ability just to spontaneously be logged in to anyone's account who they wanted to. And then they could, of course, read through that person's email history and obtain any secrets that they needed to. So initially, they were using Yahoo's own servers to mint the cookies sort of in vivo. Then they did it in vitro. They figured out how to take that code and run it on their own machines and just mint cookies with abandon. So the indictment alleges that the attackers used these cookies to access the contents of more than 6,500 Yahoo user accounts, and then, of course, to later steal contact information from as many as 30 million Yahoo accounts as part of a spam marketing campaign. The FBI's indictment also notes that the intrusion these guys got was powerful enough to allow one of the attackers, and actually it was this Canadian guy, to modify the results returned from Yahoo searches for a specific erectile dysfunction drug so as to refer to a specific online pharmacy for which the attacker would obtain a referral fee.
That's just good business.
And throughout all of this, the FBI has found that Russian intelligence officials proactively assisted the attackers in hiding their internet traffic and remaining undetected. So this was all done with knowledge and sanction of the Russian government and its intelligence arm. So now we know a little bit more about what went on behind the scenes. And basically, you know, an early major web-based email company, and as we know from coverage in the news, was deliberately shorting the security pleas of their own security people, downplaying the need for heightened security, upplaying the need for more features. And, you know, this is the consequence
probably
of that.
It goes on in every company, you know. I mean, that's the problem.
You know, it's a battle. Yeah, the security people are running around, you know, screaming wolf with their hair on fire.
Marketing guys, you can't do that. Nobody'd use our product.
Exactly.